Good evening, everyone. Jamil, are you there?
Brian, you know I'm here. There's
All
no other place
right.
I'd rather be.
Well, I'm excited to have you as my co-host tonight and welcome everyone to Community Time. I love this community. Please put in the chat like where you're from and what you're grateful for as far as OPTAVIA, what it's done for you in your life. Tonight, we're going to talk about men's health and what the impact is on that as far as us getting healthy and what it does for other people around us. But I'm just so excited, Jamil, to have you on with me. We've been doing this for a while.
For a long time, man. For a long time.
Yeah, so it's exciting. I mean, I remember first getting involved with this about 20, it's been over 22 years now. One thing about it though, I love, and please put in like what you're grateful for in the chat, but I love hearing the stories. That's something that drives me and continues to drive me, being involved in this. And I know you do too, Jamil. You have a great story. We all have great stories and that can help impact other people's lives. I remember when I first got involved in this, I was a contractor and I was, and by the way, the income disclosure was just there a little bit ago. You're supposed to say something about that because we may talk a little bit about, how great it is to be involved in this and how doing good we can, we can do great things and we can earn good money too with this. And we'll probably throw an income, probably throw another disclaimer in there about the health, about weight loss and all that. So that, we want to make sure we stay compliant there. But what I love is when I first started, I remember being a contractor and working like 12-hour days, 14-hour days up in Portland, Oregon. I had about 10 guys working for me and I was beat down. I had four kids at the time. My wife and I together right now have nine kids. So a little crazy. No pets, just kids. at the moment. Two kids still at home, but back then, I remember just having anxiety a lot about like what I'm going to do and I was going through a business bankruptcy at the time. And my health was just getting worse and worse. Like every year I remember every year I'd gain like 10 pounds. It was like automatic. Another 10 pounds, another 10 pounds, another 10 pounds. And I was like 30, 40 pounds overweight and I was feeling sluggish, no energy. Then I got on this plan. And back then, we didn't have the habits of health system. We didn't have the life book. We didn't have all those things we have that are great today, those tools. But we did have the fuelings. And I got on and I lost a bunch of weight and I felt great. And I thought to myself, if I can do this, anybody else can do this. So I decided to coach and have other people join me. And it's been a very awesome ride. just to be able to see people like Jamil thrive and other people that are involved in this. And I love hearing the stories. And even 22 years later, I'm still working on my health because it's never done. I think I've heard it say it's like the laundry. It's never going to be done, right? And I just love how the mental piece of this also, how it helps feed that, your mental and financial and everything about it. I don't know where I'd be. I mean, I don't even want to think about where I'd be today if I hadn't had this great vehicle over the past 22 years and what it's done for me, my family, what it's done for other families, other people, and what it's done for men. I mean, we're going to talk about men's health tonight. Jamil?
Yeah, I think first of all, welcome everybody. I know a lot of you guys are listening on the podcast, so we love having you in tonight. And I feel so honored to co-host with Brian. Brian's been at this thing for 20 plus years. For me, Brian, I'm coming up on my 12th year. When I started and when OPTAVIA found me, what I talk about, I was a young man, 31 years old, and a little bit about my story. And I think the stories are so important because that's what connects us. I think as men, but just as people that want to be healthier, we're more alike than we are different. And maybe you guys just put that in the chat. And I think we all want things. We want to feel good. You know, we want to thrive. We want to have energy. We want to take care of our families. But we sometimes want to just look in the mirror and have that self-confidence that we want as well. And that's really where I was when I started with Optavia nearly 12 years ago. You know, I grew up in Southern California, an athlete. I was an all-state high school football player. I went off and played college football on scholarship. And I was always used to having an identity. I was just the fast guy, the fit guy. And then once I graduated college, of course, you know, we started looking for a job and we look for a woman to marry. We start having kids and we have this family. And then all of a sudden we look up, right? And it's like, why am I 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight? Why am I taking naps all the time? Why am I so tired? Why am I sluggish? And why am I frustrated? And I don't know if some of you out there felt like I did, but my internal frustration bled over to my family. It bled over to my wife. And it bled over to my son. And I didn't want to be irritated. I didn't want to be frustrated. I didn't want to feel lethargic. I just didn't know how to stop it. So when I stepped into Optavia, you know, 30, 40 pounds overweight, and then having this thing literally shift me and shake me up and just give me such great results so stinking fast, man, it rocked my world. And just like you, I couldn't keep that a secret. I had to let other people know that there's something that's out there that if you are looking and you want to make a transformation, man, there's some help and there's some hope. So I started coaching and my whole life has been changed. So Brian, we got some incredible stories tonight. We got some men that are joining us that's going to pour into, you know, the thousands of people that are on live and that are listening to the podcast, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And let's bring them up. But I want to reiterate what you just said as far as like pouring into your family. It affected your kids. You're unhealthy, you affect them. You're healthy, you affect them. I mean, it either way, it pours over into family, community, everything that you do. And I love how it makes a ripple effect when you start taking care of your health and how it does go into all aspects of your life. Yes. And, you know, and the financial aspect, the mental thing, one thing I want to say is this, you know, when you get those books, that life book, the Habits of Health, and you start plugging into these calls and the different things you have in your coach, your communities, that's something you have for life. That's just not a one-time thing. That's like, and that mental piece is so valuable. I think that's probably the most valuable thing that we offer.
Yeah.
Is the community and being able to cope, you know, deal with certain situations that happen in our lives, like the bankruptcy I went through, like all the kids I had, you know, all the things, because you have those stresses, those outside stresses and things. Sometimes you cause those stresses, but you have something available to you that mentally can totally shift. Like you said, you had a shift in everything. It can totally shift how you think and how you react to things. And so that is, I mean, Dr. A is amazing when it comes to all that. And so anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. And, you know, let's bring on our first guest. We're going to have our wizard behind the scenes here, Chris Pettit. Look at those pictures.
Oh man. Yeah. Don't even get me started on these pictures. You know, what's funny about this is if you guys weren't aware already, I'm the guy that runs behind the scenes. They call me the wizard. They call me all sorts of names. Anytime something breaks, I'm the hero that fixes it. What many of you don't realize is I'm usually the guy that broke it to begin with. So I play the villain. I play the victim. I play the hero. It's all sorts of fun. And interestingly enough, Jamil, I was also a collegiate level athlete. I mean, I was in the marching band. That's the same. I think represents it is. It's the same thing. And I, you know, looking back at where I was, I'm looking at those photos right there. And if you guys are listening on the podcast, when you get a chance, go look at some of these photos so you can really understand where I came from for sure. Because on those photos on the left where I'm wearing the 3X bomber jacket, the 3X leather jacket, I thought I was healthy because I was working out 6 days a week. And I was super, super active. I had to be active because I didn't have control of what was going on in my life, what was going on in my mind. And I would eat anything that was in front of me. And I remember thinking that that blue polo shirt you see right there was my buff shirt. That was my shirt that made me feel all strong, and I looked all swole. I definitely looked swollen. I wouldn't say swole, but swollen for sure. And so then if you look on the pictures on the right, that's me actually happy and actually smiling and enjoying myself, even though the scary ninja looking photo with my buddy Mike. But it's such a big difference now compared to where I used to be and really what changed, because I've done every diet you can possibly think of and they all worked. I'd lose 20 pounds and then I'd gain 30. I'd lose 40 pounds and then I'd gain 50. And I'd get so mad at myself, like, what am I doing wrong? And really all it came down to was one simple shift in having a more important why, a bigger reason than just losing the weight. So if you guys originally came to OptaVia for the weight loss, throw a one in the chat. I want everyone to watch the chat blow up and how many ones for people that were just here initially for weight loss. That's where I was 9 years ago. And when I started on program, I was going to quit after a month. I told my cousin that. My cousin was my coach and I was blatantly honest with him. I used a lot of four letter words. I said, don't you ever ask me to coach. Don't you ever ask me to do this or post anything on Facebook. I'm never going to do that. I'm just going to do this silly diet for 30 days. And then we go back to pizza and beer. And what started happening is 30 days in, it was a game changer, not just for me, but for the people around me, because the people around me started to be impacted. The people around me were starting to eat right around every two to three hours. I was an IT guy, and at 320 pounds, I was not the biggest guy in the room by a long shot. And when they started seeing me melt away, and we'll put the weight disclaimer in there just to make sure that we're all compliant, but when they started seeing me melt away, it was incredible, because everyone started to get impacted. Everyone started to make better choices, and everyone started to just show up better as better fathers, better brothers, better husbands. It was unbelievable. And that's what OptaVia has done for me. It's so much more than a diet, right? That was 120 pounds ago. 9 years ago, I lost 120 pounds in 6 months. And I fluctuated 10 to 15 pounds up and down, but I've never given up. And this community right here is the entire reason I am still here today. So thank you, all of you, because I wouldn't be half the man I am today if it weren't for every single person on this.
That's awesome, Chris.
So good. Brian, if I could say something about that, you know, first of all, give it up for Chris, because I love his vulnerability. And I think that's what happens, man. Like, I started this for a diet too. And I had done many, many diets that, you know, all of you guys have done too. And even when I lost all my weight, in fact, I didn't even think that I could get to a healthy weight. I was just hoping I could get under 200 pounds. But even when I passed that and then set a new weight goal and finally got to, you know, what a healthy weight was for me, man, Chris, and my mindset was still thinking, I can't wait until this is done so I could go back to the old Jamil. Put a two in the chat if you secretly have been thinking that. Like, man, I can't wait until I can go back to drinking my beer or having my whatever the things are for you. And that was one of the reasons, if I could just be honest with the hundreds and thousands of people that are on here, that was one of the reasons why I decided I wanted to start coaching. Because I knew that if I could start pouring in other people, then it would give me some time to figure out my own stuff. Because you have to have a renewing of your mind when you're just looking for weight loss all the time, man. In a short-term fix, that's exactly what you're going to get. But in order to have a transformation like Chris, like Brian, like myself, then you have to really do the mindset work. And I didn't want to get into the books. I didn't want to get on these calls. In fact, I didn't. Not until I didn't follow program, I didn't transition, I put on a little bit of weight, and then I had to find my way back. So Brian, I just wanted to share that.
No, that's awesome. Jamil, you're so right on. And there's a lot of twos in the chat here. So, you know, going back to that. And I will tell you this, when I lost my weight initially, I didn't like to work out. Now, our next guy here loves working out. And I mean, okay, but let me tell you something. I didn't like working out. And it took me about 15, 16 years before I actually started working out on a consistent basis and started enjoying it. But I kept within about 10 pounds of that weight I lost, I kept it off without doing any exercise. I mean, you know, I walked a lot and did some other things, but honestly, like like when I started turning the corner there and I started seeing the muscle a little bit more, and I had to get some testosterone because my testosterone was low. But being vulnerable, like what Chris just did and what we're talking about here, that's important for men. Be vulnerable, be like, hey, this is going on. Like, we all need help. All of us do, all of us guys, all you girls in the chat, just put a one on there if your guy needs help. Okay. You're probably going to put a lot of a lot of ones.
Blow it up.
But I'll tell you, like being vulnerable and like being out there, like when I started exercising and understood how all this worked and how, you know, just feeling better about myself and being able to have that muscle and to be able to burn more calories and all that. Well, our next guy, Casey, he's amazing when it comes to this stuff. In fact, I've talked to him so many times. Casey, come on, man. I'd let Casey know too a little bit. Look at those photos. I let Casey know that over the past month, and this is being vulnerable, I had put on a few pounds over the holidays and I wanted to get a little bit of weight off, but that it wasn't the weight that I was focused on. It was the fat. Mm-hmm. I went and did an InBody at the gym. Casey's very, very familiar with the InBody. I did that and I did the InBody, and in 1 month I dropped 4% body fat. That was, I wasn't even looking at the weight. I was looking at the fat, because that's what causes some issues. Casey?
Yeah, that's so good. And you know what, Jamil, you could not have set me up better. And even Chris with his marching band thing, because you know what I want to talk about is a little bit about how this whole thing happens. Like, how does this happen? And you know, from a young age, we start to learn our habits. And we learn our habits of eating. A lot of times when our hormones are optimally functioning, maybe even aggressively functioning. So, you know, a lot of times we get away with things that you wouldn't otherwise because of our age and because of our youth. And then, you know, you have your hobbies, and we'll touch on that too, as far as like learning your activities during this time. Then what happens, as Jamil said, is everybody just kind of like laid it all out there, is you get a job, you get responsibilities, you're sitting in a desk chair, you're traveling, commuting to work, you're in your car for most of the day, that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, you're not moving as much. And you take on more, you know, a couple of years later, you have some family. Ladies can attest to this, as you start to have child, like literally you develop the baby yourself and go through all those changes there. And, you know, the family creates a little bit more responsibilities, balancing time, work, all the things that come with it, more demands, more stress, and your body adjusts. And the way it adjusts is a lot of times we become overweight or we become under-muscled. We have inflammation, we have disease, we have joint pain, energy levels decrease, all the recipe for like really creating a, like, I want to go work out type of mentality, right? Like, everything hurts. I'm tired. I have no energy. Like, the next thing I should do is go work out, right? So you can just see how it just stacks up against us. And we just don't feel like we want to make that that next step or that next action. You know, that body will adjust like within a couple of weeks, like within 2 weeks. And we can take a look at all past athletes and that kind of thing. But within a couple of weeks, your VO2 levels, your cardiovascular system, all of the things that we kind of like gauge fitness by will go back to like almost completely sedentary levels in a couple of weeks and for sure in a couple of months. And then we'll see that muscle gain too. In fact, some of the gym science, bro science will say within about 3 days of your last workout, you'll start to atrophy. We're all really familiar with sarcopenia. Yep. It can start to happen at 35, but it can be really aggressive over the age of 50. So we start to see that decrease of lean body mass, which is lowering metabolism. It's lowering our ability to go out there and really do the hobbies and the things that we love to do. So it becomes decision time. So decision time at that time becomes a really critical thing. So, you know, and we talked about the marching band. Like, this is one of the things that I'm really proud about with our family. And I'm sure with everybody who has kids here, is like, you want to break that chain. You want to break that, you want to create a legacy of health. And I think it's so easy for all of us guys to have kind of like this, we want to create a sports legacy. Like, Jamil probably wants all of his kids, and I doubt it, because I know Jamil's, like, his emotional intelligence is super, super off the charts. But, you know, he doesn't need his kids to all play football, right? As a former athlete myself, it's like, I don't need my kids to play the sports that I did for me to kind of relive my ego through them. I had a daughter who played collegiate volleyball. My son was an athlete. They went through all the kids stuff. But what I'm really proud about now is that after all of this, at 24 and almost 21 years old, they work out on their own. they booked their scheduled workouts at the HIIT studio. Connor a lot of times heads down to the basement gym, works out on his own, but we don't tell him to. We don't require it. We don't ask them to. We don't, or we encourage it, but never from a standpoint of like, hey, you should be doing this. So those habits are taught at that young age and they're modeled by us. So the fact that we now see generations of really people who have gone through the Optavia program, we're seeing these generations of healthy kids who literally would rather go to a workout than to go do something that would be a lot less healthy. So, and then I kind of want to piggyback back on, you know, talking about learning those habits, because as you have seen that pain, the joint pain, the extra weight, all that kind of stuff, if you were coming out of here from an ex-athlete type of mindset, we oftentimes want to go back and say, well, when was I in the best shape of my life and what was I doing? And you might have been doing football hill runs or basketball crushers, Olympic lifting, two-a-day practices, you know, practice till you puke, all that kind of stuff. And in your mind, it's like, in order for me to get healthy again, I have to go back to that. Or worse yet, you see on Instagram and TikTok, you see all the kind of really over excessive type of workouts of these personal trainers showing off and that kind of stuff. I just want to tell you is that it doesn't take a whole lot to just start moving in the right direction with activity, with resistance training, and with your nutritional habits. It doesn't have to be like this crazy all in type of response that a lot of times we see, or that it's just gonna be too much, because with those joints aching, the last thing you need is an injury that's gonna set you back. So, you know, really get some sound advice on where you're starting and your next steps, and, you know, just and work through the model. You know, I say it all the time. It's like when people really start to understand the foundation of fitness and the foundation of health and even nutrition, is it's so basic that nobody's really going to believe that it's actually that easy or simple. I should say it's simple. It's not always easy, but it is simple when you just put it into play.
Oh, that's so good. So good, Casey. This is why I've called Casey on many occasions, because he's so educated on this and what it is that he's been doing for how many years now?
Almost 30.
30 years. Yeah. Yeah. So you got a lot of things to share there.
You've seen a lot. Yeah,
you see, but you know what, it is so much, it is simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. I didn't like working out. I really didn't, but I had a buddy of mine that just pushed me a little bit over the edge for like just a few months. And then I started seeing it and I was like, hold on a second. This is kind of cool. This is actually kind of fun. And I feel better when I'm doing it. And it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't take a whole lot, but that coupled with obviously good nutrition and just being more active and mentally being more active. And I just want to throw this out again. It's life book, guys. Yeah. Like I'm going through it again. I got a new one so I can write in it again. Because honestly, like that is the mental piece that you guys need long-term. You want longevity. You want to keep your weight off. You want to actually be healthier and move towards health. Then do that. Do that and work with your coach and community.
Yeah, one of the things I was going to discuss too, Brian, is that, you know, when I hit that stage in my life, because I kind of followed some of those trends too, and I was 40 pounds heavier, it was because of financial stress and work stress. Mm-hmm. And so it was like I started out the V as a challenge. I mean, going to school for dietetics and nutrition, I did every diet out there because I wanted to experience each one. I wanted to read the research and the studies. I wanted to go through it. When somebody introduced Optavia to me, I'm like, I'm gonna test this bad boy out. Like, let me give it a test ride. And, you know, it did as promised, right? So that's the way I kind of started. But coincidentally, I needed it because I was going through some of those other things where even as knowledgeable as you could be in the field of exercise and nutrition, if this is not where it needs to be, you're gonna have a hard time. So the community, the community and just the support, is so important.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Casey. Thanks for sharing and being on with us tonight. And our next guest, our last but not, we're saving the best for last here. Mike, come on. Come on screen.
Well,
let's see some of these.
What a night. Thank you guys for inviting me and AC, you just set me up so well, because there's something powerful about working our bodies out. I think it's a good thing. I love it. But the mindset piece, and Brian, you're just talking about the life book, man, that thing I feel has saved my life in so many ways, because if I would have said the things I used to say back at my wife's summer when we were first married, I don't know if I'd still be alive. So it's really helped me with relationships, with parenting, being a dad, and with bad news. So how many of you have received bad news? Maybe recently you've received some horrible news or something difficult, something in the family. I recently received a bad diagnosis. So some of you have had a bad diagnosis from your doctor. How many of you have had that? Oof. That's a tough one to swallow, man. So here I am last June, killing it in the gym, getting healthy, working my mind out, coaching at that time about 9 years. Just everything is amazing. And I go, like Brian was saying, to look into the testosterone thing. I thought, oh, why don't I look into that? That'd be kind of cool. At least explore it. And we get a blood test back saying that there's a little bit of high PSA. And if you're familiar with that in men, that can say there might be some prostate cancer going on. Well, there was. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer last June 2023. In the midst of already being healthy, doing all the right things, tip-top shape, feeling amazing. Wow, what's that for? And I'm telling you this, and I'm sharing this for a reason. I think I can help you through something. So listen close. When that diagnosis hit, it didn't seem as heavy as it should have been. So I've been doing lifting, training, cardio mentally in the mental gym for years with the Life Book, with OptiVia, with this community, listening to my coaches, like actually taking their advice and showing up to Zooms and showing up to events and listening to what my clients are telling me, learning from my clients, learning how they're walking through their journeys. And I just flayed myself open, was praying before God. I know you can heal me. I know you can take this away. And I felt like he interrupted me and said, be grateful for this diagnosis. And I said, no, because then I'm accepting it. I don't want to accept it. I know you can just get it out of me and I'm good to go. And I'm going to move forward because there's a lot of big stuff me and some are going to do. Be grateful for this diagnosis. I got on my knees. I'm grateful for the diagnosis, just like a little kid, just like my boys do when I tell them to do the thing, just like your kids do. And right in the middle of saying that, it washed over me emotions in a good way, a beautiful future that I could see. I don't know why it happened like this, and so much clarity. And I said, okay, I'm grateful for this. Here we are in February, and man, have I learned so much. I could have looked at this two ways. I could have said, why in the heck did I work my butt off? And I'm trying to be like Casey. One day I will be like Casey, doing everything I know to do, man. And sure, I look great in the photo, but that's because I lost all sorts of fat and some muscle based on cancer treatments and the way that I was fueling my body, mostly vegetarian for a little short period of time. That was crazy. So I want to build muscle up and I want to do all this stuff and I want to be super strong. And I want my three sons who are getting bigger than me to admire and to chase me. So what's up with all this? Well, here's what I've learned. This bad news that was given to me has been the most beautiful gift. I don't know how else to say it. It's gold to me because it's been revealing, it's been digging down, and I'm allowing it to. So whatever you're going through, whatever has been spoken over you, whatever you've been told, whatever you heard, that's a reality. This is real stuff that's going on in our lives. How can you learn from this? Because there is a way. I know there is a way to love your past. I think we're good at that. In OptiVia, we learn how to dig it up. And here's all the good things I've learned. Man, do we love our future. It's amazing. My future self. Wow, he's ripped. But what about now, currently? There's a way to fall in love with where you currently are right now. And the way to do that is simply say, well, this is where I am. Can't really go anywhere else. Why don't I just love where I am and do everything I can to move forward to that future that I desire based on what I'm learning from the past? I hope that helps you.
Wow. That's beautiful, man. I'm serious. That's like, that's so inspiring. I mean, you know, you had all these things happen prior to that. Just imagine where you'd be if you didn't have that happen to you. You're kind of ready for it. And even though it sucks and it's hard, it's like you're learning from it. That's just amazing. And you're right. You're in the now. This is what it is. And you're learning, and you just being able to deal with that. I mean, I've had some things happen in my life too, not like that, but you know, just, I mean, there's other things that are going on. I mean, but it's like, hey, we have what we have, and let's be grateful for it and be grateful that you had OptiVie in your life prior to. Amazing. Jamil?
No, I just think it's incredible. I think everything that Mike is talking about, that's the number one thing that OptiVie has taught me about. You held up a life book, Brian, and it really is a life book. You know, I think it's element, element two that taught me how to figure out what do I really want in life and in my health and for my family. And then we move to element four, and it's a lot of what Mike is talking about, which is just building a healthy mindset. And Dr. Ray has taught you and me basically that we get in trouble. Most people get in trouble because of emotional mismanagement. And so Mike could look at these things a lot of different ways. And then element, I believe is 23, tells us how to master our thoughts and emotions.
Right here.
And so those are all the things. How I got so unhealthy, how I put on all that weight, was because I didn't know how to master my mindset and my emotions. And that's probably the number one thing that OptiVie has taught me. And so I'm grateful for guys like Mike. I'm grateful for you and for this community. So let's get these guys out of here. I think we might be up.
We're right, a little over time. But and if you guys want to look at the podcast, the recordings, those are, Chris is going to put it in the chat here in a second. And next Monday night, Women's Health. Yeah. Looking forward to that. It's going to be great. So thanks everyone for being on, and thanks to all the guests and all the transparency, like, and every, I mean, it just, I love that when men can get together and talk about things and be kind of raw and real, and, you know, and we all go through a lot, but we're all there together for each other. And it's amazing.
Yeah. Have an incredible
See you guys. Night. You too, Jamil. Bye-bye.